Blog Talk Radio.
Your greatest wealth? Do you need to get fit and shape up your mind, body, and soul? Well, today is your day. It's time to shape up and win. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this special opportunity to sow into your lives and your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests, our all-stars that grace us in the boardroom, sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win, personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I'm feeling the vibrations. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Don't you want to live your dreams? Well, now is the time. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. Take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, and the letter U. Again, we encourage you to take advantage of our on-demand library, which is filled with rich insight on various subjects to make sure that you are equipped and empowered on your journey. Get those tools you need in your backpack. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes with our special all-star in-studio guests around today's topic. And then we're going to open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's subject. This, of course, lends to a truly interactive and rich environment, which we absolutely love. I love it when you jump in and ask a question or make a comment, so don't be shy. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. Okay, hold on to your seat. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Go old school. Send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I hope you see the levity in what I'm sharing with you. I know that you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with extending our outreach. For our regular listeners, you know you should have your notepads ready, your pens, your laptops, your tablets, your iPads, whatever you need to capture the notes around today's broadcast. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, I am so excited about today's special all-star in-studio guest. Well, you know, I must say, any time we share the airwaves, it's an exciting time. And today we're looking at health is wealth. And, you know, in today's climate, health is the greatest wealth. And it's time for a total life change. I'm in the process of a total life change myself. So I invite you to share in this powerful health and wellness chat with someone who is extra special to me and near and dear to my heart. Lady Tabitha Smith. I affectionately call her Lady Tabitha, founder of Pearl International Media Group. And the goal of Pearl International Media Group is to bring hope, healing, love, peace, joy, and harvest the world, supporting and crowning. I love that. And there's so many other facets to this amazing woman. I'm going to let her share some of who she is from her own voice. Join me, our virtual audience, in giving a virtual round of applause to today's in-studio guest, Lady Tabitha Smith. Are you with me? Welcome to the boardroom today.
Coach Adams, I am here, excited and ready to just have a ball with information, health and wealth in the same sentence.
Ooh. Yes, I love it. But, you know, I know our global listening audience is wondering, you know, off the page of a bio and all of the various accolades and titles that you hold and whatever else you want to share, if you had to say who Lady Tabitha Smith is, who would you say that she is?
I would say, number one, I'm an ambassador of the kingdom of God. That's number one. I'm so honored to be a chosen vessel living here on earth and working in the marketplace, letting my light shine and help others, whether it's through entertainment management or serving people that are experiencing homelessness, coaching. That is who I am. And also, I'm a wife now. I'm a mother, so a sister, a international businesswoman. So my life is very rich, very, very wealthy, very wealthy.
I love it. You know, speaking of your life being rich and very wealthy, you know, one of the things that one of the things that I have so appreciated about you, you know, we go back, I don't even know how many years now, but one of the things that I know to be true is that you have always, in the whole length of time that we've known each other, it's probably 10 years now, right, would you say? If you had
Absolutely.
To guess, because time flies so quickly. But one of the yes. things that I truly respect and honor you for is that you've always approached life, approached business from a truly holistic point of view of mind, body, and spirit, or soul, as one would say, mind, body, soul. And so I, you know, as we set up this topic of where we're going today, and health is wealth, and of course we know that health and wellness is the greatest wealth, where did this mindset focus of mind, body, and soul come from? This consciousness.
For me, Coach Adams, I believe that it's God's original design for us. All of these three elements designed to be in alignment. And I believe, according to the word, that, and I'm paraphrasing, but it says, I knew you before you entered into your mother's womb. And we know that we were perfect at that moment. But once we were in the womb and then we're birthed into the earth realm, where that's where the journey starts and the challenges start. So different traumas happen to different people, lifestyles, conditioning, and we become misaligned while our soul is living in this earthly temple, this body. And for me, and I'm sure others would agree, the journey starts. And so once you become conscious in the mind, in your spirit, you're working through different challenges, hardships, victories in life. And slowly but surely, even though things may get separated or miscued, you become more aware, and we're all working to become aligned with our purpose that God has placed within us. And I don't believe that the things that we go through, the challenges, this is Motivational Monday, so I'm really fired up, and I want to make sure that I release, I've asked God to release from my mouth and my spirit and my heart something to help someone. I believe that He does not allow these things to happen to us to destroy us, but to strengthen us spiritually, our bodies, mind, and soul. It's to strengthen us because we were designed strong with the fortitude, the manufacturer, right, to go through the journey and be victorious. Key, our mentors always say, we just don't give up. So that's
you know, I love that, Lady Tabitha. Wow. And I thank you for taking us on just a really rich journey of your point of view around mind, body, soul. And I believe it's Jeremiah that you were referencing, Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before I cast thou out of the womb, I sacrifice thee. I don't know why I brought it up in King James with all the these and thous. That was a mistake. You know, we don't speak like that. But I wanted to support with the actual scripture that you were referring to. I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. But I know that the main thing that you were saying is that God knew us before we were in our mother's womb, before we were in the belly. And this alignment of mind, body, and soul, I love that. This alignment of mind, body, and soul. Now, I don't know about you, but have you had seasons in your life, I know I definitely have, where the three areas were not in alignment since you brought up this topic of being in alignment? Have you had seasons where you've had a struggle in these areas or one of these areas?
Absolutely. I'm going to keep it real with everyone because I think if I really appreciate all of your listeners taking the time out in their day just to tune in and listen, they're coming to be fed, to be encouraged. So I'm going to be completely transparent tonight. Absolutely. I've actually been attacked in all three areas. And it, in my opinion, the last area was my body. And that took a major toll on me, where in the past I've experienced, you know, the mind, maybe stress or depression or just growing up in life, right? Everyone remembers when they're in their teenage years, that's one phase, then you're a young adult, right? So just going through life, but you're able to cope because you have the strength of your body, you have your legs, you have your limbs, you know, you wake up every morning with the sun. But what happens, you may even, the spirit may even be willing, right? But what happens when the body starts to give out? And we're talking about someone, not someone that's, you know, in their 90s, which we know the body, you know, in time does mature. But what if you're 20, 30, 40, and the body is under attack? So, yes, Coach, to answer your question, I have.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that when we are in our youth, usually, and I love your transparency, and I thank you for just being so open and willing to share and be vulnerable here on the airwaves with us, that someone listening in would say, wow, I get it at a different level. And you and I both share that we, our hearts is to empower others on their journey. And, you know, yeah, interestingly enough, you know, when we're in our quote-unquote youth, we're younger, we don't think about caring for the temple or the body. I know I didn't. You know what I mean? It was like I could eat whatever I wanted. And, you know, I didn't have some of the challenges that you grow into as your body matures and just simply the chronological age continues. Then there's different things that you have to do to maintain the body. The same is true for our mind, because we're talking about mind, body, soul, that health is wealth. And, of course, health is mental health, but it's also physical health. And, you know, when I think about the mental health and the physical health, I think about a teaching because, of course, we know where we met. We met through a mutual mentor and their ministry, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth's ministry, bossed the movement in Vertical Leap about 10 years or so ago. May have been a little bit longer than that. It's been a long period of time.
12, 13, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You think it's been that long?
I do.
Wow.
I do.
I mean, it's amazing how quickly time flies. Don't get me calculating the time because it flies so quickly that sometimes it's, you know, I lose track of it, just being honest and transparent. But we know it's been at least a decade since we've known each other. And we met through our mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth's ministry. I know you were taking a vertical leap at the private Al Hattie Christian Resort, and it's a life-changing seminar for adults that teaches them to train and teach the youth Box the Movement, which is the youth leadership training curriculum. But I say that because one of the things that stands out for me that our mutual mentors teach on, and it connects with what we're talking about in this moment, is the hierarchies of success. You know, I remember when I was in my, I don't know, late 20s, early 30s, you know, I was focused on making the money. You know, I was in real estate at the time, and it was all about the money, money, money. Well, I later came to realize, and I'm going somewhere with this point, connecting it with what we're talking about, but I later realized that I had my hierarchies of success out of alignment, that the number one hierarchy is peace of mind. And, of course, we're talking about mind, body, soul. The number one is peace of mind. Number two is health and energy. And right now, more than ever, and I know you would agree with this, people would pay whatever they could to have health and energy in this climate that we are in, this climate of COVID-19. But health and energy should always be a top priority, and yet it oftentimes isn't. And I was sharing that because I know you know this teaching of the hierarchies of success by our mutual mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth. And for those that are interested in more information, you can visit bossthemovement.com. I know that they have a training coming up in September. And so it's interesting because we often lose sight on mind, body, and soul. And, you know, I was wondering, what has been the greatest wisdom that you have gleaned or gained around the significance of mind, body, soul that you would like to share with, if you had one thing or two things to share with someone that you felt was going to be life-changing in the area of mind, body, soul, what would that wisdom be?
I would say at this very moment to truly stop and make a declaration to yourself that you will take care of your temple, your body. And the reason I say that is that we can obtain, purchase, buy, create two of everything. Two, three, four, two of everything except for the body that our soul, our spirit lives in. And I say that because if we do not take care of our body as young, you know, as soon as we become conscious and aware, and I said it that way for a reason, to stop right where we are now and take an assessment what we could change in our lives to preserve our body, to love on your heart, love on your legs, love on all your organs so that they can last the duration of the journey. Let's say that we're going to live to be 100 at least. We really, no one ever said that to me. We just took things for granted. And so that's one of the things as I travel the world, I have an opportunity to speak to men, women, boy and girl. Stop and make that declaration and promise to yourself and just making those adjustments. And because one, when one is damaged and one suffers, it does bleed into the other. It will cripple the mind, soul, or body. There's a, and definitely once, you know, I really can't say one is more important than the other. That's why we are using the word alignment, the way God created our bodies. Like, we can't have too much potassium. You can't have too little. You have to have just enough. You can, if you have too much potassium, you can have a heart attack, right? So the body was created in detail, and I think we should educate ourselves on what type of minerals and, you know, exactly what does this body need? Because we drive Mercedes, BMWs, we drive all these fancy cars. We know exactly what type of gas to put in it. But, you know, your credit score to purchase a house, a physical house, right? But when it comes, I just feel that the overall feel that I am starting, I'm talking to myself first because I was one of those people, Coach. I was like you said, I didn't think about my health because I felt great. And it, you know, it's important that we know our numbers when it comes to what's your blood pressure, what's your sugar level. You know, I just think that's important. So I know I just said a mouthful and you asked for one or two things, but just being conscious and aware and making a declaration to yourself that I'm going to take care of my temple. I'm going to get to know the house that I live in. I'm going to take the time to find out what it needs and what's good for my body.
You know what I love so much about what you shared around that is this, that you said we have to know the house that we live in. And that is so important. And people today tuning into Motivational Mondays may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, what does this have to do with working my vision so I can achieve my goals and living out my dreams? What does this have to do with Motivational Mondays and being equipped and more empowered on my journey? Because if we don't take care of, quote unquote, our house being our temple, we will not have the health and energy that we need to work our vision, to achieve our goals, and live out our dreams. Because the spirit will be willing, because we're, you know, having, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. So the spirit will be willing, but the flesh will be weak. The body will be weak. And so we have to, and I love how you synergize that for us, that we have to be in alignment, mind, body, and soul, that we have to work on each of these components and make sure that we're in alignment with God's plan for our lives to fulfill our purpose. And I know we both share a passion for empowering and equipping individuals in this pursuit of purpose and living out their assignment. You know, I know that recently I'm on a life change, and I know recently you started a life change, and actually we are on this life change together. We're business partners in this particular area. And I want us to kind of talk about this life change that we're on. You know, for me, I realized that I wasn't the greatest steward of my temple, of my body. I'm not perfect. I'm still in process. I am a self-proclaimed foodie. Yes, for those listening in, you know Coach Adams is a foodie. And I often have people laughing, Lady Tabitha, and I jokingly say, you know, depending on when you see me, some days she may be winning and there's more of me to enjoy. There's more deliciousness. Other days I may be winning because there's less of me to appreciate. So, you know, on this life change, this total life change that we are both on and sharing, you know, you engaged first, and I saw that you made that connection, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to partner with my beloved sister in this journey, because it was where I was at the time, wanting to make sure that not just my mind was where it needed to be, not just my soul was where it needed to be, but that my body would be where it needs to be to fulfill God's assignment. So tell us about this life change, and let's talk about this, because this is exciting for me. There's so much to share on this subject, because this is what the foodie in me needed, the support that we're going to talk about. So give us some insight on what made you make this total life change connection.
Yes, Coach, I'm so excited about it because, you know, we live to empower people. And one of the things that I found is that, and starting with myself, we're motivated, the mind, the soul, the spirit, everything's. And for me, I'm in a rehabilitation, right, because I crashed, as I've been open to say, thyroid crash, right? But I needed to make sure that I had the right minerals and vitamins in my body. And I wouldn't have blood work done. The doctor says you don't have vitamin D and your B's are low. And I said, okay, well, one thing about me is that I don't do well with pills, taking medication or pills. So I happened to call a friend and I said, I really need a vitamin, but I don't do well with. And she said, oh, my goodness, you have to try this multivitamin, and it's liquid. It'll be perfect for you. And I thought, really? I said, well, it's liquid, so that's a good start. So I ordered it, and I felt different. I felt I had more energy in about a week or so. But more importantly, as I said earlier, Coach, I had to ask myself, Lady Tabitha, are you – taking the necessary steps to make sure that your body has what it needs. So whether I felt something or not wasn't important, but I had to take that step of action. I had to take the step of action. So I purchased the multivitamins called NutriBurst, and I had seen that orange bottle, but I really didn't know much about it, and it didn't taste bad. That's another thing. For me, I don't do well with things that don't taste bad, and I know that's not really important. Again, I'm being transparent. It did not have a bad taste to it, and it had every mineral and vitamin available. It was like eating 10 salads in one capful. And so that's why I started the Total Life Change. In addition to that, I love the energy and the motivation that was coming from this young group of millennials, you know, and they were healthy, looking great. As the young folks say, they were snatched. Coach, skin was glowing, you know, and they were having fun and, you know, cutting up and just, and, you know, and exercising, you know, exercising, walking miles and taking care of their skin looked great. And these are the things that I needed in my life. And so I said, I'm going to join forces. And I'm going to take the products and see what it does for me. And they've blessed me. It's something I take every day, and my children take it, so, and my husband. So it's been a blessing for me. And, so that's how it started. That's how the Total Life Change, which I really needed, and I'm able to share that with other people as well.
Well, you know, one of the things that I can say is truly without question, the TLC products are truly products that you can feel the difference, and they are without question a game changer in one's wellness journey. And, you know, what I want those that are listening in, I don't want them to feel like, oh, my gosh, Coach Adams has me on Motivational Mondays and she's trying to sell me products. The products are available to you, and we'll share with you how you can make that connection if you desire them. But this is not a show, a program about selling products. It's sharing with our audience because we are so passionate about empowering others with resources and tools, just as I would do in my coaching practice, a book recommendation or a site recommendation or, you know, someone's service. It's the same thing. I'm just simply sharing a potential resource that if someone is in that struggle and they are looking to get fit, they know that they need to do some body work and they need support in that process, just wanted to share and make available to you what on my health journey. This is my wellness journey. I'm sharing this with Lady Tabitha. We're on this journey together because when I saw that she was a part of TLC, and I saw the orange bottle that I had been seeing on social media, and we had a conversation that prompted a conversation for us. And of course, at whatever stage you're at, it is important to take a vitamin. And I loved what I was seeing about NutriBurst, the multivitamin, which they call liquid gold, of course. And you mentioned it. It's like taking, you know, one serving is like taking and having 10 salads, and there's so many amino acids and just, you know, all of the nutrients and what you need. So there's no loss to your system, but a benefit of building your immune system from the inside out. And this so relates to, again, that body connection, so that your temple is where it needs to be and you're able to fulfill your assignment. Everything for me comes back to, I want to make sure you're more equipped to fulfill your assignment. And if your body is together and tight and you don't need it, no worries. We're sharing with you our wellness journey because we understand that health and wellness, without question, is the greatest wealth. If you don't have health and energy, you can have all the money in the world. But if you don't have health and energy, you can have all the money in the world. But if you don't have peace of mind, if you're going crazy, but you have this full bank account, It doesn't matter.
Right.
So we have to understand that this mind, body, and soul connection is so important. And again, Lady Tabitha, I honor you for how you brought it together, the importance and significance of having it in alignment. You know, not only did I start taking Nutriverse, but I want to share with our global listening audience that, you know, one of the things that I am working on, and Lady Tabitha loves when I tell her this, we do a regular check-in, she and I am focused on dropping some LBs just simply because I want to be in a healthier place. And so, you know, slowly the LBs are dropping. But again, you know, I am replacing this bad habit of the foodie and getting healthy. My why for getting healthy is so that my body is stronger for God's assignment. And, you know,
yeah.
One of the things that's so important is to understand on our journey the why of why we are doing something. What is your why power? Lady Tabitha, it's so awesome because today I had a coaching session with one of my clients in my private practice. And she was struggling. And she's a new client and she was highly recommended to me. And her struggle was, she was like, Coach Adams, I don't understand why, you know, I'll get started and then I get started and I stop. And as I was listening to her, we went on this journey and I helped her to recognize that her why was event-based.
Mm.
Her why was from one event to the next. And when that event was over, then she lost her passion because the event was over. And I shared with her, and I likened that to individuals who get married who are overly focused on the wedding, the wedding, the wedding, the wedding, the wedding, the wedding, woohoo, the wedding, which is an event. And they don't focus on what will it take for me to have a successful marriage until death do us part, the longevity of it over a protracted period of time, a long period of time. And so I share that because today when she realized that her why was not anchored in the right place, that it was event-based, that she needed to step back and determine, why are you pursuing these visions, this goal? Why do you have this dream? Because that why power is your anchor that keeps you centered and focused. And so I share all of that because for me, my why of wanting to have and host this particular show is to share with the audience what's working for me. I've only been on this journey for about two months, somewhere in there, not a long time. The results haven't been off the charts, but consistency, I understand the importance of consistency, but I wanted to be able to share and give, again, resources and tools for others. And so, you know, our why of doing whatever it is, for me, it's I want to be strong enough for the vision that God has given, bottom line. I don't want to have my mind willing, but my body can't handle the capacity of the purpose, of the assignment, of the vision. So that's what it's about for me. And so whatever the why is, it has to be greater than, oh, I just want to drop some LBs.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has to be greater. It has to be more. And so for me, because I do desire to drop some LBs in addition to, but that's not the primary why focus, I have started to not only the Nutriverse, which we spoke about, the multivitamin, which is phenomenal, but I also do, they have a detox tea that, it has been truly a game changer between the two of those products, because one of the things that I love between those two products, it's about removing, relaxing, and replenishing. So this time in this season, and not just at this crucial time, this sensitive time that we're in, because right now more than ever, it is about building your immune system to make sure that your immune system stays at its optimum best. And that's what I love about the products that we're referring to. They definitely do support your immune system being at its optimum best. And, you know, in addition, the detox tea, it's relieving your system of all of those toxins so that your immune system is at its highest level. And so just wanted to share that if anyone happens to be listening in and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, I am loving what I'm hearing, I'm interested in this product that you're referring to, hearing or learning more, I want to ask you to do this. You can send a text message and just simply say, I want to know more, and I'll send you the link where you can do your own research. There's no obligation, again, just sharing resources and information. And so you can send a text message to 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Just simply indicate, I want to know more, I want to know more, and we'll send you the link so that you can do your own research and find out more. Lady Tabitha, any other thoughts that you have before we open the line, because I want to hear from and engage with our global listening audience on this mind-body-soul connection, understanding that health is wealth. You know, I'm sure you have stories. I have stories of people around me that are struggling in their health. And so we've talked a lot about that if your body is not able to handle your assignment, you're not going to be able to fulfill that. Any other thoughts that you have before we open the lines?
Well, you've done an excellent job sharing, Coach. I just want to add that something that's really important is that this is a natural product, all natural ingredients. And so we don't have, like, jitters once we take the, you know, products. You don't feel nervous because it's all natural, and that's so important. That the products are natural. And, Coach, as you were talking, I thought about, as I look at my diagram here, we're talking about mind, body, and soul. One of the things you talked about, our mentors, Mr. and Mrs. H, Vertical Leap literally fed my mind and my soul through the journey. I'm sure we have a lot of entrepreneurs, leaders, pastors, evangelists, teachers, parents that are listening in, and no matter what position you hold, it takes a lot of energy. Vertical Leap fed my soul. I don't believe I would have made it through victorious, but because my spirit was fed with the proper diet. Coach Adams, you were huge being the master trainer with Mr. and Mrs. H. I give a lot of credit to making it through building Pearl. And now I stand in a successful place. But what if I would have taken the time to make sure that my body had the proper nutrition? I did make sure that I assembled myself and received my spiritual food, my education, but my body crashed once I got close to the finish line. So that's why I'm really excited that you joined me on this journey, that we now have something that's natural, a natural product, especially, as you said, during a time as this, that we must keep our immune system boosted to the highest magnitude all over the world, wherever you're listening from. We're all in the same situation. And then to purge out and detox out and eliminate the things that are being stored in our colon and our intestines. So I had that thought and I wanted to share because people don't have to move forward on their journey of building their business, journey of life, without properly addressing and giving their mind, body, and soul proper nourishment.
Oh, my gosh, Lady Tabitha, I love the fact that you brought out that key element about making sure that each of the areas are nourished.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to how we opened the hour and you speaking about the significance that there being the alignment in those areas. And the proper nourishment is so key. You know, like you, and of course, we could go on and on speaking about our mentors and the life change that we've experienced from Alan Hattie Hollingsworth's Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap. And again, if you want more information, you can visit bossthemovement.com. They have a training coming up in September, so visit bossthemovement.com. But we could go on and on about our mentors, but like you, I can honestly say that I've experienced a great life change in just who the woman that I am, my mind being in a different place, my soul being nourished in the way that it needed to be, and now working on the body. You know, it's so funny because I remember growing up, because I have a hearty appetite, and I've not been shy about saying, you know, I'm a foodie. And I remember growing up, because I never had an issue with weight and LBs. I could eat whatever I wanted to, you know, but then there was a certain stage where my body shifted and said, no. I'm like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I used to could eat whatever I wanted and not gain an inch, you know, let alone a pound.
Yeah.
And, you know, but there was this shifting that happened. And I remember when I was growing up, my grandmother would say, oh, my gosh, you eat more than your grandfather, because I have a very hearty appetite. I mean, I do love food, but I love cooking good food, eating and enjoying. I love the whole dining experience, actually. And so everybody has a thing. Don't judge me. This is mine. You have something as well. Maybe it's not the struggle with your body, but it may be your mind. You may be entertaining, speaking, and thinking on a regular basis because you're not guarding your mind. Maybe for you it's your soul. You're not giving your soul, your spirit, the nutrients, as Lady Tabitha, I love that illustration, the nutrients it needs to be whole. So we all have an area or areas that we have to work on. You know, Lady Tabitha, what do you think? I think we should open the lines up and see if anyone will play in the sandbox with us. I want to share with our global listening audience. I love it. I want to share with our global listening audience that this is the time in which we, in our program, we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We would love for you to interact with us. I know that for those that are regular listeners, this may be a slightly different approach to Motivational Mondays. But as I was sharing at the top of the hour, one of the things that I have always appreciated about who I affectionately call Lady Tabitha is that she has always come from an approach of mind, body, and soul. And I so appreciate that. And so often we may focus on the mind and the soul, but not the body. But all three have to be in alignment. Lady Tabitha, it looks like we have a caller, and we'll bring our caller in. Area code 214-1656. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. And Lady Tabitha, what's your question or comment?
Well, good evening, good evening. And it has been such a joy of listening. I too am a proud owner of the orange bottle in my refrigerator. Yes, I'm calling from Texas, and I have a loved one that was given up in the month of May, and she was put on this NutriBurst, and it has been giving her energy, and she's still moving and shaking, and she's alive. And so we praise God for that wisdom. The one thing I just wanted to comment, because you said, Coach Adams, that it's slightly different tonight, but it's very important for empowerment to the listeners and to those that we can share this with, that if the mind is not healthy, the body certainly is not going to be healthy, because we've come to the understanding that everything begins in the mind, the mindset, and our perspective and how we see and perceive light, and even our bodies, you know. So we have to be able to nurture that physical body that feeds the mind, that will help you to be able to have that energy to go forward. As you spoke earlier about the one lady you're mentoring personally, and she was saying, I start, I stop. Well, that could possibly be because there is a deficiency in the mind, in the brain, that keeps the imbalance there. And if we're imbalanced in many areas, and I'm going to say we, because I'm a Black woman that's calling, and we do not really focus on minerals, but there are so many minerals as minorities that we must have balance in our bodies, such as copper. You know, copper helps a lot with a lot of different elements in the body that keeps you whole and healthy. But I so agree, and I think it's so important that in order to achieve our goals, if we want to be a writer, if we want to play tennis or play the guitar or our daily walk, we have to have the mind healthy before the soul can be healthy. Because if the mind is aloof, then we can't balance the other part. So I just wanted to thank you all for the dialogue you're having tonight, because I believe that that is on the scale of empowerment. Thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, and wow. Thank you for being a regular listener here on Motivational Mondays. I so appreciate you and the sacrifice, being that you're on a different time zone and that faithfully you tune in and you engage. I so appreciate your engagement. I don't take it lightly or for granted. And I want our global listening audience to know we did not set this up. I did not know she had the orange bottle in her fridge. I had no idea. It was not a setup.
Yeah.
I promise you. It was not a setup.
Yeah.
And I thank you so much.
May I interject
yes.
this mm-hmm. really quickly? Because one of the things that it helps me really great, because of the amino acids in it, it's super
mm-hmm.
great for weak muscles. If you're just weak and tired and your muscles are weak, then it is super great to get you in balance in that. I hear you, Lady Tamala. Come on in.
I totally agree. I'm over here just ready to jump out of my skin. I totally agree. And I just want to celebrate with you your loved one that is here with us. She drank her Nutriburst, you know, and drinking the tea. Mm-hmm. I give it to my 89-year-old grandmother as well. And, wow, I celebrate life with both of you ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing in the information that you've shared with us. It is so important. It is. And I'm happy for us that we have found something that registers with our body and is so rich and potent of minerals and vitamins, and we're sharing it with others. Thank you for calling and taking the time, as Coach Adams said. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. And I'm going to ask that you press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. Again, our lines are open. If you're listening in, we would love to hear from you. Are you taking anything away from this hour of empowerment that you've sacrificed this time? And we would love to hear from you. You know, one of the things that came out from our caller that I was thinking about, Lady Tabitha, and I'm sure you would agree with this, that, you know, we were talking about the start and stop. And in a lot mm-hmm. of cases, it's that we don't have that willpower to continue to fight, that we get bored with things, we throw in the towel, that we lack the consistency of the right habits and the right daily routine. I know one of the things that you and I have been speaking about offline concerning the products is that We have to give the product time to do what it needs to do. I've only been on them less than 2 months or thereabouts, as we already established, but I know I can feel a difference in my body, but I know over a longer period of time that, you know, change and transformation will be even greater. But it's just like on our personal or professional journey of life, whatever your area of focus is, you have to be consistent. You can't, okay, I'm going to start today and then I'm going to throw it in the towel. I'm going to start tomorrow. And then, you know, that up and down. And I agree with the caller that oftentimes there is a deficiency in our way of viewing things in the mind. Would you agree with that? Any additional insight that you would care to share?
I'm in total agreement with you, Coach. If I can, I would like to, one of the things I've learned recently in my research is I no longer put the mind and the brain in the same, they're two different categories to me now, because for me, like if I were to split my head open, you're not going to see my mind, but you're going to see my brain. And the brain needs the water and the nutrients. And my mind is where I'm conscious, where I'm aware, the mind of Christ. I really believe that. But my brain needs the vitamins to nurture the nervous system, right? The brain is the living organ, if that makes sense, and it's connected to the nervous system. And as she said, the muscles, because I have that issue with the muscles. And if I don't drink my NutriBurst, I can feel it. I can literally feel it. So I'm in total agreement with you, and I'm excited about, I'm hoping people will post on your page and in your group and have more conversation about it, because we can all excel in business, but if we don't take care of these bodies, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to be able to enjoy our fruits of our labor.
And, you know, I appreciate you sharing that. What a great closing or way to transition into our closing, because you left our global listening audience truly with some thoughts to consider. We can definitely continue the dialogue through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum and would love to continue the dialogue with you. You have any additional questions, again, you can text our team at 310-289-2101. If you want more information, just simply send a text and say, I want to know more, and I'll send the link to you. You can do that as well in our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group, and all are welcome. So if you're not already a member and you want to join, just simply send a request, and you are welcome. You know, as we close out today's Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, I do want to leave you with this as well. Maybe you, and I don't know if you are aware of this, Lady Tabitha, but based on a Gallup poll, it's been stated that 85% of people are unhappy in what they're doing. And what's so interesting about that is that we have millions that are unemployment because of being furloughed and all of this. And I see this season, for those that are open to it, as a great opportunity to grow to another level, to pursue what makes their heart sing, to find their path. You know, one of the things that our mentors often say is that you learn from the challenges of life where you should be and where you shouldn't be. So, you know, if you're unhappy, if you're unhappy where you are, that's a sign that that's not where you should be. And the reason why I brought this up, and I'm not selling an opportunity, but I just want to, again, make information available. Maybe health and wellness is your thing, and you're looking for a new opportunity. This is a great opportunity for you. And so if you want information about that, that's available for you as well. Of course, you know that Coach Adams, for the regular listeners, has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey, and so you can either give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101 to learn more. And or you can send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Nothing brings me greater joy, really and truly, than to allow myself to be used as a connecting point to empower others through the tools that I have for you to win in life on your journey so that you can be more equipped to really and truly achieve your goals personally and professionally. And that is my assignment, and it gives me no greater joy than to be able to do that. And so I want you to know that I'm here for you. I want to be on your team. I want to see you get the results that you desire in life on your journey. Lady Tabitha, I can't thank you enough for sharing in today's broadcast. You know, we have to do another health and wellness down the line at some point. This was truly informative and really a great joy, and we'll have greater results, I'm sure, both of us to share. I thank you for your sacrifice of time to sow into the global listening audience of Motivational Mondays and to share with Coach Adams today. That's all that we have time for. It's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in. Join us next week as we pick up in our Shape Up series. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.